That's just a stupid boulder.
It's not just a boulder. It's a rock. A rock. A rock.
For years, enormous stones have been moving across the racetrack playa of Death Valley National Park, leaving engraved trails in the muddy surface behind.
It's just one of these sort of geological mysteries that, like, everybody knows about, but we don't know about it.
No human moved these stones.
No one understood how, though there were a bunch of speculations. And now a group of scientists say the mystery has been solved.
A dry lake bed in the valley known as the Racetrack Playa has become famous for being dotted with hundreds of stones, some as heavy as 700 pounds, that move across the desert floor and leave long trails behind them. But until recently, nobody had been able to prove what actually makes the stones move.
It's this extraordinary sense that this rock shouldn't be there. Some of the trails hundreds of yards long, sort of parallel, concert. It's really exceptional for rocks to move somehow by themselves.
It's not just a rock!
Sheet ice forms around the rocks, lifting them clear of the lake bed. When the ice thaws, it breaks up. Some of it clings to the rock, forming a kind of floating lifesaver. On the slippery mud of the lake bed, a gentle push from the wind is enough to slide the rocks along the valley floor.
If the ice is somehow floating the rocks, then you hardly need any wind at all, actually, to move it.
Researchers say they observed some rocks traveling more than 60 meters in one motion. Because they only used small test rocks, the scientists say they can't be 100% sure about their theory since they haven't observed how the bigger, heavier rocks move. So guys, the mystery is not completely solved. How did these massive giant rocks move about? Maybe through the same conditions as smaller rocks, but maybe not.
No human moved these stones.
It's a big, beautiful, old rock. All the pioneers used to ride these babies for miles.
For years, enormous stones have been moving across the racetrack playa of Death Valley National Park, leaving engraved trails in the muddy surface behind.